Welcome back to the Garland County Locker Room Scoreboard Show. I'm James Lee.
And I'm Krishnan Collins.
Well, let's just jump right into it. Krishnan, you went to the Arkadelphia at Hot Springs game last night. How'd that go?
Yeah, it was a big blowout win for Arkadelphia. They jumped ahead 43-7 in the first half, and they ended up winning it 43-27. Arkadelphia put in a lot of their second team in the second half. And Jayshon Davis, I mean, that's a Division I running back right there. He had 8 carries for 123 yards and 2 touchdowns just playing in the first half.
So wow.
That he's a monster, and he's definitely going to play at the next level. And, you know, Hot Springs, just from the beginning, they kind of struggled to get any momentum. And head coach Darryl Burnett, he just said himself he didn't have the team ready.
I ain't ready. Just simple as that, man. You know, I ain't finna point no finger at no kids or throw no kids on the bus. I ain't have everybody ready, man. That goes from the kids, that goes from the coaches. You know, our school district, our community, man, they're old a whole lot better. So it's our job to make sure we get them a better showing on next week.
Coach Burnett did go on to say that the team still has 8 games to get things right, so look for Hot Springs to bounce back next week. Another game we want to look at is the Fountain Lake game, which Fountain Lake had a big bounce back win, winning 54-6 at England. And, you know, Kenny Shelton had told me before the season, you know, he had a lot of low numbers. He had to worry about COVID. He had to worry about injuries. All those things are always a problem with Fountain Lake. It seemed everything went right at England. He was quick to praise all of his players, pretty much. Wesley Campbell, Stephen DeArmon, just all of them had good games. And he really talked about what the win meant to his team and also what it meant to have pretty much all his players back for once.
Yeah, it was, you know, definitely a big boost to the guys' morale. After coming off of last week's game, we were able to get most of our guys back who were injured last week. And we got a couple of guys back that were quarantined that missed last week. And so, you know, we definitely played to the potential of what we thought we could.
And then the last game I looked at was Mountain Pine bouncing back with a big victory over Marshall, 64-24. And Coach Sam Counts wasn't available for comment at the time, but he had told me leading up to the game that he just wanted his team to get back to the basics. And it looked like they did, and it looked like they turned things around with that 64-24 win. James, what games can you tell us about?
Brandon Smith went over to Lakeside. They hosted Sheridan Friday night. The Yellow Jackets jumped out to a 12-7 lead in the first half, and Lakeside just could not find a way to get the ball in the end zone. Sheridan's quarterback, Connor Canterbury, put up 258 all-purpose yards in the game. And while there were a few bright spots for Lakeside here and there, head coach Jared McBride didn't have a lot to say about the team, but he was rather disappointed in the outcome.
Kids are playing hard, and we just got to keep working to try to get better. Mm-hmm. Thought all of our kids played really hard, and like you said, we're just going to keep working trying to get better.
As you can hear, McBride didn't have a whole lot to say, but like Coach Burnett said on the Hot Springs side, they've still got 8 more games to get things straightened out. Next, we want to go to Cutter Morning Star. They were at home for their second football game of the season. They hosted Little Rock Hall, which a lot of 5A South fans will recognize as having been a member of the 5A South. The Warriors switched to 8-man football, and Cutter Morningstar had more than a few issues, falling 52-8. Ja'Cory Carter for Hall had 4 touchdowns. Jeremiah Smith scored the only touchdown for the Eagles on a kickoff return there in the second quarter. Head coach Matt Kinzinger did have some good things to say about his team, but he said that they did need to work on some ball control and a few other small issues.
You know, again, we were moving the ball and we made a mistake and turned the ball over. You know, and that would seem to be the case throughout the night as we would gain some momentum and drive and get within the red zone and put the ball on the ground and turn it over. But I thought, you know, there was some promise. There was some good points there. You know, it's hard to see them sometimes in a lopsided defeat.
And the last Garland County score this week was Jesseville, who traveled up to Haskell to face the Harmony Grove Cardinals. Harmony Grove came out hard and heavy, took a 21-6 lead over the Lions, and ended up taking a 35-14 win. Head coach TJ Burke was not available for comment for today's show, but with this being their first game and having not played since their scrimmage 2 weeks ago, I'm sure that Coach Burke will have the Lions back on track shortly.
Thanks for tuning in to another one of our scoreboard shows. Tune in for another podcast Monday as I sat down with Coach Dominique Battles to talk about him becoming the new head coach of the Nighthawk women's basketball program. If you like our content, please consider subscribing to this podcast wherever you get podcasts as soon as they become available.